You got to worry about Vic running the ball. You got to worry about them dumping off to McCoy, Celek. You know, not that the Bears didn't have that same type of makeup, but it's just how they use these guys. You know, they make you cover the whole entire field, and you just can't slip up one player. That's how they get back in the game. You saw the Giants game. They were down 31-10 with like 8 minutes left, and they went down, boom, 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 and scored. So we got to be on our P's and Q's the whole game.
In week one, I mean, if I remember correctly, you were in play, kind of snaps in that one in the base defense. But you guys held them, I think both guys, both Jackson and Mack, under 40 yards. When you look back at the film, what was the key? Why did you guys hold them down so long?
Well, for one, you know, we had a different game plan at first, you know, because Cole was in the game. The guys just did a good job of covering, doing the responsibilities, everybody doing what they're supposed to do, just running the defense and letting the defense work. So, but, you know, you saw the pace kind of change when Vic got in the game, and we were kind of unprepared for certain things. But I think an offense had a lot to do with it. So our offense came out firing. They made our job a little bit easier, you know, made it able for us to play downhill. So I think all those factors kind of work in the house.
It seems like a lot of times those guys are getting big plays because it's blown assignments by the defense. You guys traditionally this year haven't done much of that. I mean, you feel like that's a strength, you know, playing assignment football and having breakdowns in the back end.
Oh, definitely. That's how 90% of the big plays you see on SportsCenter, the plays happen, you know, somebody just busting the coverage or whatnot. So we try to pride ourselves in no mental errors and everybody getting on the same page and just communicating back there. So we try to make sure we're all on the same page and just – No Emmys is what we call it. No mental errors.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it.
You mentioned that Giants game. I think Celek kind of got things jump started there. What's the kind of the book on that guy?
He's a good receiving tight end. Great, good blocker too. They like to use him in the middle of the field. Yeah, they went to him on an all-go special in the middle of the field. The safety missed the tackle. So, I mean, they're going to try us. They're going to throw it down the field. They're going to give us an opportunity to make plays. He's going to give their receivers a chance to make plays. So we got to be prepared for that. Even though if we're in coverage, I think the ball's still going to come out.
Okay. It's a challenge with all those guys can run, isn't it?
Excuse me?
It's kind of a challenge when all those guys can go deep, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, every week is a challenge in the NFL. I mean, everybody can run, but especially this group. This group, we have to make sure we're good on our technique, and we got to stay deep. Can't let anybody get behind us because he can flick it out there with ease. So we got to make sure we're in our zone.
How hard is it to stay in coverage when you got a guy like Vic who can create 10 seconds sometimes on a play just of scrambling around?
It's, I don't know if hard is the word. It's damn near impossible. I mean, you give somebody 5-6 seconds, they're going to get open, you know, and on top of that, you know, you got to worry about him running for 40, 50 yards. So, you know, it just makes it tough, but it's going to be a challenge I think we're up for.
Thanks,
Charlie. All right. So Bishop was talking about Jackson and saying, you know, he can be deceptive as far as he can lull you to sleep. Is that the way he runs his routes, or is that kind of in between plays where all of a sudden he'll hit you a quick one with one that you weren't expecting?
I think all of that. I mean, I've seen a couple of guys run their routes. You know, they'll kind of come off the line a little bit and then, boom, change speeds on you, kind of catch you off guard and, you know, run away from you. You know, as a group, this is probably the best route running group, you know, we've seen since the Falcons. You know, these guys do a good job of running routes, optioning away from you, sitting down in the hole. And they got good speed, so not necessarily they take plays off or whatever. That's just their style. I mean, they're just going to find a way to get open.
So they still do all kinds of motion things like that. I know previous teams they used motion all over.
Not as much. Not like not like in the past. But you know, they do a good job of sometimes they'll shift around or put Jackson in the slot and do different things like that. They'll move around enough to try to get him the ball. So we got to make sure we're prepared for that.